Today's mitzvah is mitzvah 97, mitzvah Tzadik Zayin, as we continue the third and final mitzvah in Parshas Truma. Mitzvah Sidur Lechem Apanim Levona, says the Sefer HaChinuch, Lahasim Beis HaMikdash Lefnei Hashem Lechem Tamid, to place in the Beis HaMikdash, in front of Hashem, Lechem, bread, Tamid, always, what's called the showbread, Shenemar V'nasata Al HaShulchan Lechem Panim Lefanai Tamid, placing on the Shulchan, in front of me, always. The word shulchan, just to note, the Rav Shamshon Rafal Hirsch talks about the word shulchan. Where does the word shulchan, what's the shorish of the word shulchan? He says it's from the word shalach, to send, to present something. It is used almost exclusively to designate a dining table, as indeed in our language too, we associate the table primarily with this idea. It's to send, to present, a domestic piece of furniture that offers us things to use and to eat. A table sends things out to those who use it. That's where the shulchan. So here we are sending. We're sending a present, so to speak, onto the table, onto the shulchan. There is one pasuk or two pasukim here in Parshas Truma related to the shulchan when discussing the structure of the shulchan. But really, the larger discussion of the lechem apanim is in Parshas Emor, whereas the pasuk tells us v'lakachta solas v'yafiso shdeimis rechalos shnei asronim yechal echas. You make 12 loaves. And you put it al hashulchan ha-tahor, v'nasad al merchaz avonaz laka, along with the lechem apanim. One should realize there was six matzahs in each. We think of these beautiful breads. They weren't challah, they were matzah. They might have been soft matzahs, like the Sephardi type of pita matzah, but they were matzah. They were not chametz. They were matzahs. There were 12 in each one. They were each folded up on the sides. And on the side of the shulchan, there were two little cups that were holding the bazichin, that were holding lavona frankincense. And those were burned every Shabbos. And after those frankincense cups were burned on the mizbeach, so then the kohanim, as we'll see later, Bezrat Hashem, took the breads off and partook of the breads. V'nasada al marechas levodah zakah, v'haysa lalechem la'azkara li'ishel Hashem. Says the pasuk, biyom ha-shabbos, yarchen l'fnei Hashem tamid. Every Shabbos you'd switch it. Me'eis b'nei Yisrael bris olam. V'haysal Aaron levanav v'achalu b'makom kadosh. They will eat it in a makom kadosh. It has the status of a carbon mincha, as we'll get back to. So therefore it's kodesh kadoshim. It has to be eaten in the azara. It cannot be taken out of the Beis HaMikdash. Ki kodesh kadoshim hu lo me'ishe Hashem chak olam. So that is the larger discussion of lechem apanim in the Torah. But here in Truma we have one pasuk. V'nasat al shulchan lechem apanim l'fanai tamid, which is the source that is quoted by the Sefer HaChinuch as well as by the Rambam. Two important discussions. Number one, a number of the Achronim point out, I saw the Mitzvah Samelech and Rav Asher Weiss, the Minchas Asher, both point out that most Rishonim, the Rambam, the Chinuch, and others, quote the Pasuk here from Parshas Truma as the source for the Mitzvah of Lechem Apanim. But if you look in the Smag, Sefer Mitzvahs Gadol, he quotes the Pasuk from later on, from Parshas Emor. So what's that Machlokas about? It's the same Halacha. So do we say, as Rav Asher Weiss says, well, the choice is either you quote the main Pasuk or the first Pasuk. Do you quote the main text of where Lechem Apanim is discussed? That's what the Smag did. The main text, the main discussion of Lechem Apanim is at Parshas Emor. Or do we quote the first time where we meet it? First time where we meet it is right here in Parshas Truma. Or maybe there's a deeper machlokas, and this is what the Mitzvah Samelech suggests. And that is, there's a different problem. And that is, why is the Lechem Apanim even mentioned here in Parshas Truma? What is all Parshas Truma about? It's all about the structure. Build the Arun, and build the Menorah, and build the Chatzer, and build everything. It's all about building. Asiya. The Avodah isn't discussed here. The Avodah doesn't say, do the Karban Chattos, and do the... That's in Sefer Vayikra. So why does it say in Parshas Truma, V'nasata al HaShulchan, put the bread there. What do you mean put the bread there? That's part of the avodah of what the shulchan is used for. What is it doing even in Parshas Truma? It should be just in Emor. Suggests the Mitzvah HaMelech, he's quoting from Rav Naftali Kaplan, not sure who that is, says, he quotes that, to be Parshas Truma, it's all about the building of the Kalim. So what you have to say, according to some, maybe the Lechem Apanim is considered conceptually part of the structure of the Shulchan. And if you don't have the bread on the Shulchan, what we call bread, matzah, if you don't have the Lechem Apanim, it's lacking, it's not fully complete. By the menorah, it's the menorah. When you put the candles in and you light the candles, okay, you're doing the avodah that the menorah is used for. The fact that it's in Shruma, maybe that itself shows us. Ukeshein olav lechem apanim, leka ala shem shulchan, v'lachein makoma hu bebinyan ha-shulchan. That's why it's here in Parshas Truma. Because it's part of building the shulchan, is putting the lechem onto the shulchan. If that is true, then maybe, says the Mitzvah Zamalach, we understand the Machlokas Rambam in the Smag. Why does the Rambam quote the Pasuk in this week's Parsha? In the Parsha that we're discussing, in Parsha's Truma, while the Smag quotes the Pasuk in Emor, so he says that the smag holds like this chiddush, that the lechem aponim is part of the binyan of the shulchan. So the mitzvah that is quoted here is not building the shulchan, it's placing the lechem there, maybe eating it. But if it's placing the lechem there, that's separate from the creation. So that's why the smag has to quote the pasuk from Emor, because the pasuk here is just in terms of finishing creation of the shulchan. Later on in Emor, it discusses the lechem aponim as a separate entity. That's where the smag quotes it over there. While the Rambam says no, he doesn't agree with this whole idea of the lechem aponim being part of the etzem binyan. So he could even quote this pasuk over here. He says it's a separate mitzvah. And that's why he feels comfortable enough to quote it here, because he already said, remember we did a couple of days ago, all the Kalim's construction, that's included in Vasuli Mikdash. The Rambam doesn't count any separate mitzvah of building the menorah and even building the Aron, he doesn't quote. As we discussed yesterday, only the Ramban quotes that. The Rambam doesn't quote any of those. All the Binyan is quoting Vasuli Mikdash. So he'll feel comfortable enough, because he doesn't think that the Lechem upon him is part of the Shem Shulchan, he can quote the Pasukir, which is the first time that we meet this mitzvah in the Torah. Okay, that's one of the elements, again, why the two psukim are quoted, either just a general type of machlokas, you quote the first or the main, that's what Rav Asher Y suggests, or you quote here, what he quotes from in the Mitzvah HaMelech, that it gives it the shame shulchan. One issue. A second issue that is discussed, an important machlokas, and that is between the Rambam and the Ravid. As we says, the Rambam and the Sefer HaChinuch here quote one mitzvah of Lechem Aponim. The Ravid has three separate mitzvahs of Lechem Aponim. What are the three mitzvahs? This Ravid is on the Minyan HaKatzar, as we've quoted, that right before Mishnah Torah, the Rambam has the one-liners, the Minyan HaKatzar, the short list, not the larger list of Sefer HaMitzvahs. The Rambam quotes in Mitzvah Chav Zayin, Lahastir Lechem Levona Lefnei Hashem. There's a mitzvah to put the breads and to put the Levona, the frankincense, in the cups on the Shulchan every Shabbos, says the Ravid. Amar Avram, the lama lo chashav haktaras abazichin. What about burning the bazichin? You have to burn the bazichin. Dechsiv ishel Hashem v'yachilas lechem. What about the bread that the Kohanim ate every Shabbos? They took it off the shulchan and they ate it. Why don't you count that? The Ravid says there should be three mitzvahs: putting the bread there, burning the bazichin, and eating the lechem upon him. That's the Ravid. Says the Kesef Mishnah. No, the Rambam doesn't think it's separate mitzvahs. Why not? So the most simple answer, and again, this is discussed in the Mitzvah HaMelech, is that the Rambam thinks, and there are many rayas to this, hopefully we'll get to some of them, and if not now, at a later date, that the Lechem Aponim is just an example of a fancy Karban Mincha. Karban Mincha, we know, Menachas, Be'ez Hashem, starts in 2 days, Daf Yomi, the Friday, Menachas starts. So Karban Mincha is any Karban that you bring made out of flour. Flour and oil, that's the Lechem Aponim is a Karban Mincha. So the Rambam already counts the mitzvah of eating Karbanis Mincha. He already counts that. He already counts the mitzvah of avoda of a Karban Mincha. By every Karban Mincha, you have a Karban of flour, you take some of it, you do kmitza, which is under the three middle fingers. You have the flour under there, you rub it with the pinky and the thumb, you burn what's under the three fingers, and the rest is eaten by the Kohanim. So the whole avoda, he already counts in Parshas Sav. The whole eating, the shirayim of the Mincha, he counts already. That's why he doesn't count these separately. The Akhtaras HaBazichin and the eating of the Lechem Aponim, he doesn't have to count that. The Ravid thinks they're separate entities. Maybe the Ravid thinks that this is not a regular case of burning part of the Mincha and eating the leftovers. Because by every Karban Mincha eating the leftovers, it's one unit. It's a bunch of flour. You take some of it and you burn it. Here the Bazichin were never part of the Lechem. So maybe the Ravid thinks this is different. You can't compare this to other cases of Karban Mincha. So he counts it separately. Either way, the Rambam counts it as one big mitzvah, and that's why he doesn't include it in a separate mitzvah. One final point. That's what the B'shem the Brisker Rav, a number of Achronim quote. Maybe the Lechem Aponim has two elements to it. Maybe it has a unique element of Lechem Aponim special for Shabbos, and a second element of Karban Mincha. The whole week, it has the status of Lechem Aponim. It's unique. You don't burn anything. There's no Isser of Lina overnight. Nothing. It's Lechem Aponim. The second that you remove it from the Shulchan, that's when it gets the status of a Mincha, and then you have to burn the Bazichin in order to able to eat it. That's what he quotes from the Griz in the Mitzvah HaMelech. The Bechom Lechem Aponim Tarti Dini Islehu. Chada Midin Mincha. Shagam Lechem Aponim Mincha Hi. Va'od Din Miyuchat Shal Lechem Aponim. V'chalukim Eim B'shnei Dini B'yasodam. And they're different. The Din Sidra Lechem Shish Lechem Aponim La Midin Mincha. The Din Lechem is a separate Din of lechem afanim. And then you have a separate din also of carbon mincha plain. And he goes through which one is, which halachas of the of lechem afanim come from its carbon mincha status, and which come from its lechem afanim status. Okay, that's some of the lumdus regarding this mitzvah. Maybe we'll get back to some of the rayas about lechem afanim being a mincha if we have time, but now first we will continue a little more. Says the Sefer HaChinuch, Mishorshi HaMitzvah. What is the shorish behind this mitzvah? Shetzivanu Akel Baruch Hu, Mitzvah Tmidus Belechem, Lefi Shebo Yechye HaAdam. Hashem commands us to do a constant mitzvah. We'll see how constant it is a little later. Lefi Shebo Yechye HaAdam. Bread is the staple of our diet. V'yalkein Sarech Elav Lios HaBracha Mitzuyah Bo Tamid. Because bread is a staple of our diet, we want bracha in our bread more than anything else. We want bracha. Bread is a symbol of all our food. And through doing a mitzvah with bread, again, bread, I don't mean bread chametz bread, bread could also mean matzah bread, doing it through the flour, then the bracha will be chal on us, as we've said a number of times already. Whatever we use to do mitzvahs with, Hashem's going to give a bracha to that item. So if we use bread to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu with, so then that item, all of our bread, symbolizing all of our parnasa, will have a bracha as well. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to be mative to us, and therefore he tells us to do something with the staple of our diet. Ulefi kol inyan v'inyan sheyasem agamas panav v'machshavosav asaka bidvar mitzvah lefien me'ein habracha noveyalav. Whatever we use for a mitzvah, that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to give us a bracha. And then he says that similar to what the Gemara says in Maseches Rosh Hashanah on Daf Tezayin, the brisa that some of are familiar with. Hey viu lefanai, Daf Tezayin and Aleph towards the bottom. What does the Gemara say? He quotes it. Hey viu lefanai omer bepesach, kadeshi yisbarchu lem tvua shebesados. We know on Pesach, we're judged for the grains, the tvua. So Hashem says, okay, give me a carbon with tvua, because I want to give you a bracha. I want to make your grain grow well. So give me a carbon with tvua, the carbon of Omer, second day of Pesach, so then I can give you a bracha. Nizcho lefanai mayim b'chag. Pour water for me on Sukkos, says Hashem. It's the only time of year that there's a mitzvah to pour water on the Mizbeach. Every other time of the rest of the year, we pour wine on the Mizbeach every day. But we pour water on the Mizbeach to on Sukkos. Why? Hashem says, because you're judged on water. Do a mitzvah with water, so that I can give you a bracha on the water. Kadesh yisbarchu lehem gishmei bracha. Or, tikol lefanei shofar shal ayil. Kadesh lizkar kedas Yitzchak on Rosh Hashanah. We're judged. So mention, do something with a shofar, which reminds me of Akedis Yitzchak. I give you a bracha of lechayim. V'yal lechem atzmo amru, and on the lechem itself, the Gemara says in Yom Kippur, tash b'sham mitzvah, ubo nase ratzon akel, haisa bracha dveka baba yosid. It was a special bracha that was in the lechem upon him. The kol lechem in akonim, shigil amimenu kapul hayasaveya. All the konim that got a pull, a bean size of it, a tiny amount, they were satiated. They were satiated even with the tiny size of a special bracha that was found in this lechem, which then spread, of course, to all the lacham. Interesting, that Gemara that the Chinuch quotes, and it's good that the Gemara does say what he says, and that is, there was a special bracha b'lechem hapanim. The Gemara then says, though, towards the end of that Gemara, Lamed Tesef and Aleph, that after a certain time, after, let me find the Lashon, after the Shimon HaTzadik died, then things started changing. And there was no more bracha in the lechem upon him. And he says, it used to be, v'chol kohen shemagio kizayis, yish ochlo v'saveya, yish ochlo mosir. They leave over. They would have so much, they'd be stuffed from a little bit. Mikan ve'elof. But after Shimon HaTzadik died, nishtacha me'era ba'omer u'b'shtei alechem, u'v'lechem upon him. There was no more bracha in the shtei alechem because even the kohanim gedolim were not righteous. V'chol kohen, magia kapol, everybody got a tiny amount. Hatsnuin moshchin es yideihem. And the tsanua ones, the righteous kohanim, pulled their hands back. And they didn't want to take the lechem upon him anymore because there was no special bracha in there. It's a big discussion. Why didn't they want to take? It was still a karbon. Why didn't it tsnuin? At least the tzaddikim among them, why didn't they want to take some? Says the Tosfos Yeshanim. Tosfos Yeshanim right there. Why? Omer Rebbe, the dafka magia kapul, only because there was such a tiny amount and there was a klala. Aval pekizayis lo hayomoshchin yideyan. If there had been a kizayis that they would get, they wouldn't be moshchin yideyan. Ki dimu l'kayim mitzvah achila. They would want to at least do the mitzvah. But here they couldn't even get a kazayas. Avokan lo haya mitzvah zachila lagamrei. Kivin sheish shem elakapul. Velo hayu sveyin. They didn't get a kazayas. They didn't satiate. There was no bracha. They didn't want any connection to it. This is one of the sources that's quoted for the sugya of chatzi shir when it comes to mitzvahs. This Tosfos Yeshanim. We know the Gemara says befeir. Shemeseches Yuma later on. There's a concept of chatzi shir by averus. So if I eat a half a kazayas of treif, if I ate a half a kazayas of any isra achila, it's an isra d'oraisa we paskin. We paskin like Rabbi Yochanan, we don't get punished. I'm not going to get malchus if I only ate half a kazayas. But it's an isra d'oraisa. We paskin chatzishir as asum in HaTorah, like Rabbi Yochanan. What about chatzishir b'mitzvahs? Does the same halacha apply? If all I could get is a half a kazayas of matzah, that's it. Is there anything, does it pay to eat it? Do I make a bracha of al achilas matzah? Birchas ha-mitzvah on a half a shir? So that's a huge discussion, chatzi shir, when it comes to mitzvah. So one of the main sources that's quoted is this Tosfos Yeshanim right here. What does he say? The reason that Tznuim pulled back their hands because they couldn't get a kazayas anyway. That's why they pulled back their hands. But if they could get a kazayas, then they would have taken it even though there was a klala. The Maritz Chayis right here in the back on Daf Lamed Tes quotes the Chasam Sofer, who says, I go under Moshe Sofer, Abed in the Kalkal Pressburg, Dacha, he says, the BMS, Efshar Lomar, he says, V'chol Achilas Mitzvahim, Im Ein Kazayis Ben Amas Omorer. It could be that even less than a Kazayis is a mitzvah. There's no Raya from here. Maybe even less than a Kazayis would be a mitzvah. And if you only have a half a Kazayis of matzah, eat it. Just like Yisurim, so too mitzvahs. What about here? Lechem Apanim is different. Lechem Apanim and Karbanos are different. Because the mitzvah here by Kachim is not to eat, but to have it eaten. To have it eaten, it's the focus is on the chefsa, not on the gavra eating, but on the chefsa of the carbon. So b'meila, that's why they said, we're not going to get kazayis anyway, and the mitzvah is being done anyway, so that's why we'll give it up. But if all there was the gavra element, it could very well be, says the Chasam Sofer, quoted here in the Maritz Chayis, and he also quotes it in the Tshuva, in Arachayim, then they would have taken it. Beis Halevi, I think we've quoted this in the past, the Beis Halevi says, that might be true by all carbonists, that it's focused on the chefsa except for one. There's one carbon that's focused on the gavra. That is, each person has to eat a kazayis, and that, of course, is carbon pesach. Carbon pesach is focused, every person has to eat a certain amount, not just focused, make sure it is eaten. Anyway, that is all, comes out of this gemara that the Chinuch quotes in Yuma Daf Lamed Tes, where it says that a bracha was found by Isa, but that was only pre-Shimon HaTzadik. Once he died, then there was no more bracha there, and we have the discussion about chatzi shir in the Tosfos Yeshanim. Continues the Sefer HaChinuch. Ve'ela hadvarim, kagon, shulchan, menorah, v'lechem aponim, v'karbanos, all of these items that we've listed, b'chula nisavinim, mitzanam, v'kablam, like he said yesterday and the day before. All of these, don't give Hashem anything. It's all mitzidenu. It's all us. Ke'inyin shekasavti, ein safik u'pikbuk l'kol meivin, in Talmud. Everybody realize that. She'in chaser tfunos ba'olam, yachshov. No fool in the world will think, she'besidr lechem abayis we put it on one Shabbos. We take it off the following Shabbos. We're giving Hashem something. He likes the smell. No fool would think like that. That can't be. We put it on. We take it off. It's for him? Of course it's not for him. It's all for us. Lo b'marv, lo b'orech, lo b'shum sad. He doesn't like the appearance or the smell or anything. He commanded us to do a mitzvah with bread. And there are some messages of it that we understand, some messages that we don't understand. But either way, we have to realize that it is all for us. And he says, even at the bottom of the next page, it's impossible that Hashem has any involvement. Right, Hashem is not physical. This is one of the animamins. The animamins come from the Rambam in Pirush Mishnayos and Chelek in Sanhedrin, where the Rambam says in one of the animamins, in animamin number 3, right, Vayesod Ashlishi, Shlilas Hagash must be menu. Vahusha Zeha Echad, Eno Guf, Velo Koach Beguf, Velo Ya'ar Uhu, Ma'ora Osa Gufim. Kigon Tenu of a Menucha. He doesn't move, he doesn't rest. When he rests on Shabbos, it doesn't really mean that. Lo Be'etzem, Velo Be'mikre, Lefichach, Shalom Menu Aleim Ashalom, Achibra Vapirit. He doesn't connect, he doesn't sit, he doesn't stand. Lo Oref, he doesn't have a back of a neck, a front of a neck, he doesn't get tired. Right? All of these are just so that we could put it into our frame of reference. But Chas v'shalom, that there's any type of gashmius when it comes to Hashem. So again, there can't be anything here that's connected to the bread really being for God. Turning the page, says the Midini HaMitzvah. Let's get to the next paragraph. So talk about some of the halachas of the mitzvah. So, Lamaisa, we don't have Lechem Apanim today. There is something that the Arizal says might connect to Bizman HaZeh. The Arizal says that the Zohar says to have 12 challahs on Shabbos. 12 challahs on Shabbos. That's the makor that some bakeries, which have breakaway challahs, have 12 pieces. It comes from this Arizal in the name of the Zohar. The Zohar says to have 12 challahs as a zecher to the lechem upon him, which they switched every day. The Kohanim switched. We'll get to it in a second inside how they switched it, but they switched it every day. So it's a zecher to that, to have 12 challahs. The Vilna Gaon says that he thinks there's a different interpretation of the Zohar. Because the Gras says, we mentioned this in past Shiurim, there's never a machlokas between Nigla and Nistar. And the Gemara in Shabbos says, Shabbos and the Gemara in Brachas, two places, that you have to have two challahs on Shabbos, Lechem Mishnah. So if you have to have two challahs on Shabbos, so then how is it possible that the Zohar says you have to have 12 challahs? So it says the Gemara as follows. There is a Gemara in Brachas Daf Lamed Tes and Shabbos Kuf Yud Zayin, where the Gemara says that one of the Amoraim was Batsa Akula Sherusa. What does that mean? Rashi says it just means he cut a big piece of challah. But the Rashba on the Gemara says it means that he cut both challahs at every meal. L'kavod Shabbos. Says the Gra, if you cut both challahs at every meal, you end up with four halves at every meal. Two challahs equals four halves. Three meals, 12 halves. What the Zohar really said was 12 ches with a smidgic. And really what some people thought it meant challahs, no, it meant chatsa'in. It meant halves. That's what it means to have two challahs on Shabbos. Cut both of the challahs, so you end up with 12 halves. That's a zecher to the lechem upon him. And that's what the Zohar means according to the Gra. Either way, 12 challahs, 12 halves. That's the Arizal, that's the Gra. The Mishnah Berurah quotes as a lechadchila to hold like this Gra. Some of the other Achronim hold like it as well, even though it's not in the Shulchan Aruch. Some of the other halachas, midini ha-mitzvah, mash'omru zecharon al-mavracha, shebechalachas min ha-marachas ha-yinosim kli sheish bo komis lavona. As we said, on every one of the vertical row, you had a little cup of lavona, shenemar v'nasata al-marachas, klom ra'kol achas man lavona zaka, v'kli zenikra bazich. Fine, v'omru zecharon al-mavracha, shenisar ma'akvid zeh, each seder, you can't have six matzahs and six matzahs, you gotta have all 12 together. Umi yom Shabbos, liyom Shabbos, motzin etz alechem, umasadron lechem acher miyad. And what happens every Shabbos, says the Chinuch, based on the Mishnah in Menachos, a number of Kohanim went in, and at the same time that the Kohanim pulled out the lechem upon him from one side, the other Kohanim put in the new lechem upon him on the other side. So there wasn't even a second that the Shulchan was without lechem upon him. That's what? Four lines from the bottom. That's what it means. Tamid. Lechem upon him lefanai. Tamid. Tamid means mamish always. Some of the other Tanam, Rabbi Yossi, I think it is, says, no, you can have a couple hours in between. That's what tamid just means, daily. But the word, the daya that the Chinuch quotes is the one that says mamish tamid. I skipped two lines. So lios tifcho shalzel b'sach tifcho shalzel. They're within a tefach of each other. L'kayim ashenemar l'fanai tamid. We mekayim what it says. L'fanai tamid v'chulu as it continues v'noheges b'zman abayis b'zichrei akonim. This bis applies to the male kohanim. It's kachi kachim, so it cannot be eaten by women and children. It cannot be eaten outside the azara. Ki lohem ha'avoda v'lo l'nashim, because it's their avoda and not nashim. Just one other ha'ara, and that is there's an important halacha that the source of it is by lechem apanim in Os Vav in the Minchas Chinuch in the second Dibur Amaskel in Os Vav, where it starts off at Sarach Ani Lehislamed. The Mishnah says in Menachas Daf Sadik Tes that there were two tables outside of the where the lechem apanim was. One was made out of marble and one was made out of gold. Before they put the lechem apanim onto the shulchan, they put the breads onto the marble table. Why? Because it's a cold table. It makes sure that before it goes into the shulchan, it won't spoil. It won't get hard. There was a special nace, the Gemara says in Menachas, Daf Chavtes, that even a week later, it was fresh. It was fresh like it was a week before. But before they put it on, they didn't have the nace yet, I guess, so they put it on the marble table. And then after they took the lechem apanim off, they put it on a gold table until they could finish splitting it up with the Kohanim and the Kohen Gadol. Why first the marble and then gold? Malin Bakodesh Velo Moridin. Right, this is one of the sources. This is a source in Shas for Malan Bokodesh Velo Moridin right there on Daf Tzadik Tes in Maseches Menachos. He quotes it there in Dibur Maskel V'Tzorach Ani L'Slamed, a topic that comes up in many places. You put the talus on before the tefillin, v'chulu, other cases. But that is one of the sources for Malan Bokodesh Velo Moridin. Okay, we'll stop here. And Hashem, tomorrow we'll get into the next mitzvah of the menorah, mitzvah